ministry provides emergency aid to monsoon victims in Bangladesh. A Bible surplus is earmarked for Europe's missionaries, and a ministry launches a prayer campaign as the countdown to the Beijing Olympics continues. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As floods continue to spread havoc throughout Bangladesh, many of the inundated areas report acute shortages of food and rising threat of waterborne diseases. Millions of people are homeless or cut off in their villages because of the season's heavy monsoon rains and flooding. Food for the Hungry's Ben Holman calls the situation extremely urgent.
Food for the Hungry has close to 200 workers that wake up each day in Bangladesh serving those communities. We have the capacity to respond, but we don't have the supplies at hand unless we have people that can assist with this.
Holman says the relief response provides ministry.
This is a tremendous opportunity for people to experience the power of God's rescuing in a physical sense, and that can communicate along with the compassionate, prayerful conversation that accompanies a heartfelt response. It becomes very powerful in this kind of situation.
Next, Pakistani officials have halted all Bible classes for Christian prisoners in a Punjab jail, isolating the inmate who taught the classes and barring a local pastor from visiting. Compass Direct reports the Christian was put in a high-security cell and tortured when he taught fellow Christians that they should expect to be persecuted. A few days later, they jailed another Christian who requested that the Bible classes resume. Both men remain in high security but are well physically. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's called the Great Co-Mission Catalog, and it's helping Christians in the mission field, says John Lee, the director of World Gospel Missions Advanced Volunteer Network.
It includes about 85 projects that neighbors and family and co-workers can easily help others to understand about how to raise funds, from everything from school supplies in Kazakhstan to musical instruments that are needed for worship in India, or even bringing drinkable water to communities in Uganda.
According to Lee, the Great Co-Mission Catalog does more than just raise money for a project.
There's transformational giving that's involved because people, once they do get involved, we hope that they'll own the project and even get to know missionaries that are serving in other countries as well as nationals that are involved in these projects.
If you'd like to begin doing something for him, the catalog's a great way to start. Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, Europe has followed a secular path, and in some places, apathy is slowly strangling the church to death. That's left the door wide open for Islam. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they're looking at a fall campaign for Operation Barrier Bookshelf to help.
Islam is really taking Europe by storm, and we want to combat that. And what we're going to be seeking are the names and addresses of missionaries who are currently serving in Europe who are in need of receiving free Bibles and Christian books in English.
Participants send their access Bibles, commentaries, and other books to help CRI, who will then distribute them. Palmerton says this is a clarion call.
Islam is just the rage in Europe, and we have to do something in Europe. Christianity is disappearing rapidly there. And I think Barrier Bookshelf is going to lend itself very nicely to that.
And China is now in the final year countdown to the Beijing Olympics. The Games will be held August 8th through the 24th, 2008. Open Doors USA is also marking the one-year mark by officially launching its one-minute, one-year, one-country prayer campaign. The goal of the campaign is to unite believers in the West to pray for their persecuted Chinese brothers and sisters in faith. Already over 500 prayer warriors have signed up to participate in the campaign. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.